Imagine coming home from a hard day at work and allowing yourself to become immersed within a resource that can rid your built-up stress and extend a pathway to a virtual reality zone with all sorts of things to do. This is a place where a lot of people find their true passion and relaxation, including me. What's up? My name is Ashley Blumel, and I'm 14 years old living in the beautiful and serene Fair Oaks, California. I happen to have some sort of infatuation with the astounding virtual and interactive environments of which most people know of as video games. These action-packed and true-to-life simulation games are used to pass time, engage in intellectual challenges, connect online with others, and channel your skill when in control of your own computer-generated environment. My generation was born into the prime of the overall concept of online games, and that created a large part of my own childhood. Many hours of my day were filled with pure enjoyment and sometimes frustration from the specific content surrounding action-adventure video games. As these games tend to be more on the violent side, people have noticed that there have been increasingly popular arguments among gaming communities. According to BritannicaProCon.org, the debate over violent video games can be traced all the way back to 1976, and this was when a variety of new games were being released, some promoting violent actions toward human-like beings. It has been said before that violent video games have been linked to more bullying and more antisocial behavior, but it has also been supposed that these violent games are a source of headspace and intellectual health for gaming communities and for those who enjoy the experience. Anyone who takes interest in a game most likely develops a love and passion towards it over time, while some people may take great caution knowing how these games could affect the conscious decisions that you make. That being said, when officials discuss how a game may need to be taken down or altered due to sparked violence in some users or even the possible influences given to the youth in a period of steady awareness, all the time and dedication that others spent on a game which they thought of as a way to escape from the stresses of reality is now a resource that is missing from their lives. According to a report made by Mark Applebaum, scientists have investigated the use of violent video games for more than 2 decades, but to date, there is very limited research addressing whether violent video games actually cause people to commit acts of criminal violence. No single risk factor consistently leads a person to act aggressively or violently. Rather, it is the accumulation of risk factors that tends to lead aggressive or violent behavior. The research reviewed here demonstrates that violent video game use is one such risk factor. These ongoing arguments assume and outline how simply immersing yourself within the violent game can fill you with more aggression than normal. But as more research is being proven, the logo section of the argument surrounding how it takes more than merely just playing a video game to trigger anger in consumers is highlighted as strong evidence. The report tied together factual ideas of multiple reasons and risk factors that could affect a person, while choosing to lead the argument with a person in an executive position, which adds ethos and credibility to the statement. As a gamer myself, I've experienced a fair share of overly violent video games, and each and every one has some sort of warning beforehand that recognizes that the game is fiction and was created for enjoyment purposes, not to force the player to open up to violence. The true reason for the existence of video games is to provide an alternate world for curious and eager learners to find a place to go all out, where valuable and still advancing technology that can spark interest in countless topics meets the idea and opportunity to connect with someone who could be all the way across the world. And since video games are a considerable part of our culture and take up a significantly large part of the market, when choosing to play a game, the player should be aware if the game is marked as mature/teen rated or mentions how it may contain violence. According to a study by Barry P. Lewis, in 2013, a combined 35% of video games received a teen or mature rating, and games with these ratings were some of the most popular in terms of sales. 4 of the top 5 best-selling games had a mature rating, and 9 of the top 20 best-selling games had a teen or mature rating. Showing accurate numbers and convincing others with logical information, Logos is being shown in the previous quote. But how could the top sales in one of the largest industries in the world be taken over by these powerful video games? There has to be a reason for this, and that's why I'm going to say that even though these games may bring some temporary violence into your brain, it doesn't mean that you'll turn into an abusive person. A man was interviewed for his opinion on violence in video games. Senior Robert Klink is a gamer himself and plays video games occasionally during his spare time. And he said, "Arguments about violence in video games are majorly false. For the most part, I don't see video games promoting violence, even though there is violence in the video games. Like from my experience, from my friends who cope with stress in life, playing video games helps prevent them from causing violence if they don't have anything else in life to vent their frustration when they have troubles." Being a gamer himself, Klink was sharing his personal opinion on the topic, and since he is credible enough to be trustworthy, this evidence uses ethos and pathos to draw listeners in. That being said, it is important to keep in mind that violent video game exposure is only one risk factor of aggressive behavior. It takes more than simply playing a mature-rated video game to cause full-on aggression. As of 2016, according to ProCon.org, it was mentioned 90% of adolescents in the U.S., ages ranging from 12 to 17, play video games. Solely just looking at the numbers in this statement shows how the concept of logos was incorporated into this article, aiming to prove the accuracy between the majority of video games containing violence and how many people are really exposed to this technology. As you've heard before, studies have shown that playing violent video games can increase aggressive thoughts, behaviors, and feelings in both the short and long term. Violent video games can also desensitize players to seeing aggressive behavior and decrease pro-social behaviors such as helping another person and feeling empathy, as claimed by the National Center for Health Research. As this statement leans into the appeal of logos, mentioning the research aspect, I have an interest towards where the research is being done from, and that shows the ethos appeal, a respected health center. And, according to an article specifying in medical science, the concern that violent video games may promote aggression and/or reduce empathy in its players is widely pervasive, and given the popularity of these games, their psychological impact is an urgent issue for society at large. By implying how the subject of violent video games can be a bad influence on youth and anyone who chooses to participate in the trend, it definitely throws in some good credibility, outlining how this concept could eventually cause a problem for the future of our society. In order to have an encouraging and effective civilization, the opportunities made by others to cause any sort of destruction towards humankind needs to be addressed appropriately in order to be controlled but still enjoyed. That's why many health officials and politicians think that these violent games are having a negative effect on the growing generations and needs to be addressed. According to U.S. Federal News, the popularity of video games grows every day. The Global Games Industry Review expects the industry to be worth more than $100 million by 2017 and has grown wonders since then. But as video games' popularity increases, so do the questions that surround them. Many wonder about the side effects that come from playing video games, especially for people with mental disorders. This evidence is very strong in the logos aspect, because it gives factual evidence regarding numbers, and also gives ethos because there are respected and trusted organizations within this evidence. The opposing side might use a slippery slope by stating, "Considering the vast number of children and youth who use video games today, and that more than 85% of video games on the market contain some form of violence, the public has understandably been concerned about the effects that using violent video games may have on individuals, especially children and adolescents." News commentators often turn to violent video game use as a potential contributor to the act of a mass homicide, said by APA Association. A slippery slope is an assumption of one action that will inevitably lead to a chain reaction, resulting in a greater impact on society. And the opposing side is assuming that by just playing violent video games, someone will acquire the intentions to commit a mass murder. Over the past few years, when this argument was growing even larger and more one-sided, the opposing side became the leading opinion and favored among communities, no matter what opinion it actually was. And then when the government was thrown into the picture, even more people began to fall on the side of violence is a confirmed link to aggression. This is called bandwagoning, meaning people assume that because the idea is popular, that it is correct, and so they choose to side with the information that they don't have enough evidence to prove right or wrong. Video games have become a part of the mainstream media over the last 30 to 40 years. And since the first few violent games became welcomed into the industry and became a large part of many people's lives, arguments were sparked regarding whether or not these games should be a part of the gaming industry or not. In this article written by Cassie Gatto, violent games, as much as they get criticized by parents, the media, and the government, are great for getting anger out. I love violent games because they help me get out my frustrations in a healthy way. This evidence is coming from a gamer who has gone through her own experience in the world of gaming, and is persuading us with compelling evidence while making her a respected source of information, ethos, and pathos. Gaming is a useful and fun outlet into the online communication system and the discovery of different skills that can be further developed and trained to acquire self-confidence when winning a victory over many other eager competitors. These increasingly popular sources of entertainment and pleasure give others a way to express themselves and show the world how much passion they have for their gaming profession. Just by trusting the information I'm giving you, a fellow gamer who spent countless hours grinding to become the next champion of the realm, one day you may truly understand how it feels to interact with your own virtual world and become the next number one. Now that you've heard all the information behind violence in video games and defining whether or not it is truly linked to aggression, where would you stand in this issue? Like I said before, competing in hundreds of matches throughout my years of gaming, I have determined that gaming is a profession of mine, and without it, I wouldn't have a consistent way to let out some anger while finding something to cure my boredom. Some of the games that I found along the way have really set apart my experience from the rest. Staying up until late hours of a summer day playing Fortnite with my friends, battling in an important match that was leading up to only my own skills to become victorious, and laughing so hard until I cried, all adds to the experience, and makes me truly wonder what my life would be like without finding this resource. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Now go hop into the alternate universe of gaming. Go have fun.